Welcome, 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 everyone, to Motivational Monday. This is your girl, Ro, holding down the board for your speaker tonight, Mr. John McClug. So I will open his mic in a minute. Give me a minute, y'all. So I hope y'all enjoying your night. And we are going to have a great motivational show. Hope everybody had a great Easter as well. Just give me a minute, y'all. Here we go. Let's see if he's on the board. So I can open his mic and we can get this show started. Because he's a better motivational speaker than I am. And I know you don't want to hear me talking all night. Okay, that's... Okay. This thing is still loading for me to see if he's on the board. I hate this thing. Nikhil, if you're on the board, can you open his mic, please? Do not want him to miss his own show. There we go. Here we go.
Good evening, good evening.
Can hear you now. Your mic is open and the show is all yours.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. And again, welcome to Motivational Monday with 6i Blog Talk Radio Show. And this is your host, John McClung Jr., of course, on Motivational Monday. And let me say, for those I didn't get a chance or didn't get a chance to share with, happy after Easter, Resurrection Day. This could actually be the Resurrection Day if you think about it being on a Friday. 3 days later is a Monday. So hopefully everyone had an amazing Easter, amazing experience at services. And if you didn't, then you are in the right place with Motivational Mondays to get your word for the week, word for the day, word for the month, the remainder of the month. And I'm privileged and honored to be able to share that word with you on Motivational Monday. And I do have a word. And I know that it's funny, I was listening while Ro was trying to get me on the board, going through a couple of challenges. And it's funny how that goes right along with my word for the evening. And it's... sometimes we go through some challenges in life. I know there's this amazing story in the Bible about this woman who had a physical challenge for more than 30 plus years. And what they called the word was she had an issue that she was dealing with when it came to her blood. And so many of us, you know, and like, you know, coming on to the show today, you know, this evening, there was a little issue for it, you know, with everything happening. But when you understand that there's something supposed to happen good in your life, you know, that somehow or another, you're able to overcome it. And so we are going to overcome this evening and any other time with what we call an issue. And that's my word for the evening, issue. And, you know, when I think about the story, of the woman with the issue of blood, it was amazing the belief that she had that sometime or another in her life she was going to actually get through and be healed from her issue. And many of us, we got issues in our life. You know, we got family issues, we got work issues, we got relationship issues, we got identity issues, we got, you know, just your marriage issues, money issues. We just got issues in so many different ways that we have to deal with, and they come with the life issues. And imagine having an issue for 30-plus years and not knowing whether or not you're going to be healed from it. And then you have this opportunity because there's this particular individual coming in town who's the doctor of all doctors, and she knew that if she could actually just touch the hem of this doctor's garment, that everything she dealt with her issues over the 30-year period or so, they would be healed. And many times we will deal with a particular thing in our life on our own, and we won't take it to the original doctor that will allow us to somehow or another over time be healed. And that's, you know, in so many, again, many areas of our life, our health issues, you know, our mental issues, we try and do it on our own, or we end up going to individuals or a person that really doesn't know what we are dealing with. And from a spiritual standpoint, your maker, your manufacturer, your producer, your example, the individual who molded, shaped you, and made you is the individual that knows who you are and what you're about, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I just want to share this evening 5 spiritual benefits of your issue. And a lot of times we don't know what to do when we have an issue. And so, you know, just the mere definition, an important topic or problem for debate or discussion. And many times there are some topics in our life. There are some discussions in our life that we, or problems, should I say, that we need to verbally discuss, verbally, come to grips with, verbally see what answers are available for us so that we can actually get through our issue. And if you're anything like me over the course of time, let me say, if you've never thought that you have had an issue, keep on living. You're either going to be coming into one, you're either in one, or you may be coming out of an issue, because it's not anything that you can avoid, because in everyday life we're going to have them. And again, there are many individuals throughout the Bible. There's individuals in your life that you know who have had some specific things happen in their life and their issues. And so I just want to talk about these 5 benefits, and I pray that as we go through them over the next few minutes or so, that you maybe take them down, write something down. I always say that, if you have a message, you should know your message, you should include people in it, and they should get something from it. So the hand is an extension of the mind. So if you take notes, which I always say you should, because I'm going to give you some nuggets, and you should actually be able to come away with something that might help you get through an issue you might be having, no matter how great or how small. Because, again, I'm not immune to it. So then when I'm blessed with these particular words, which I've had this one for some time, it's been in my book, and so I wanted to share it this evening because it just struck me that I know there are or will be individuals who are listening now or may hear the recording who are dealing with some issues and don't know what to do. And because they are not the first, they are not the last. And I'm here to tell you that if you do have an issue, there are steps that you can take to deal with your issue. Because, again, what's so interesting about the story of the woman who had the issue of blood for 30 years is that she didn't really start to get her blessing until she got on her knees. And she had to get on her knees to navigate herself through all of the people that were blocking. They were a distraction. They were obstacles. They were just in the dang way. And she had to do something out of the ordinary to go get her healing from the issue she was dealing with. And there are individuals I know, because I was one, who didn't really take it, to heart to, get on your knees and ask for help from the Lord. Seek him to the point where you have to crawl. You have to move people out the way. You got to go around obstacles, over whatever hills and to valleys to get to your healing. You need to do whatever is necessary to make sure that your issue is taken care of. So I just, I always use acronyms. I use the word to make sure I break it down so it's clearly understood. And my word again tonight is issue. And that's ISSUE. And again, it is an important topic or problem for debate or discussion. And sometimes, again, we have particular things in our life that we sit and we think about. Sometimes we find ourselves in this dark space, or some people may call it depression, and we're trying to go over and over, why am I here? How did I get here? What the heck am I doing here? Or why is my life not going the way I thought it was going to be? Because sometimes the plan is not always going to be aligned. Or why am I dealing with this person? Or I've been going through this particular situation, and now I don't know what to do. Or I've been going through some abusive stuff, and it's an issue. You know, I'm dealing with drugs and alcohol. I'm dealing with this and that. It's an issue, and I don't know what to do. So here's five things you can do. First thing, the letter I, identify your issue. You see, if you ignore it and don't pay attention to it over the course of time, it'll become a habitual thing, be a habit, and you'll let it go and slide by. And you'll never identify it, because, see, the moment that you begin to face your issue and identify what it is, that's the first step. You see, the woman, she knew that her issue that it was identified was the issue of blood. It was even right there in the Bible what the identity of her problem was, her problem. The thing of discussion. Because, see, here's the thing. An important topic or discussion. See, the woman with the issue, that's an important topic of discussion. Why? Because we're still talking about it years and centuries and after it happened, because it was such a profound story. Why? Because every one of us is dealing with an issue. So why not tell a story that we can identify somebody who has had an issue of blood over a course of time, who needed healing. So we got individuals who need to identify the issue they've been dealing with over time so that they can find out what the healing is or go get the healing. But you'll never be healed if you don't identify your issue. And sometimes looking in the mirror and facing who we are and identifying our problem, our important topic that we personally have to debate or discuss while we're looking in the mirror and saying, whoever you are, wait a second, this is not me. I'm struggling with this issue. We can't deal with this, or we can't keep going like this, because you're talking to yourself in your own private space. Even if it's the mirror or your personal closet or at a quiet location that you normally go to, or maybe you're in that dark space and you're saying, wait a second, I have no business being in a dark space right now. But I got an issue I got to deal with, and I need to identify the issue. You see, a lot of the individuals who are biblically in the Bible that we talk about, they had issues. Moses told the Lord, my issue is I stutter. I can't speak for the people. And the Lord had to tell him, I made you. I know your issue. I'm the one that's going to fix it. But thank you for telling me what your issue is, because you identified it. And there's many other individuals that we can talk about that started on a better journey by identifying the issue. So that's the first thing. Identify your issue, whatever it is. Be strong enough and fearless enough, not fearful, fearless enough to face yourself and identify what you're dealing with so that it can be fixed or healed. Until you do that, you're going to continue to have an issue. Second thing, see, when you have an issue, there's specific things that you need to put on that issue. So you need to spread the word of God on your issue. You see, the one thing, even though she may not have quoted scriptures, she did say this one thing. I believe that if I touch, because the Lord said, if you believe, all things are possible. So she said, if I, as a person, believe that I can touch the hem in his garment, I know I will be healed. See, that's a verse. Because, again, that's putting the word on her issue. See, a lot of times you don't put, like, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Put it on the issue. See, there are so many things scripturally that you need to look into and research and identify so that you can put it on your issue. You can spread it all over the issue. If you're dealing with finances, if you're dealing with relationships, you find the scripture or verse that goes along with your issue and spread it all over the issue. Memorize it. Read it every night. Get it up in your system. See, you got to take medicine when you got some specific things happening to you as an issue, because that medicine, more or less, is identified as a thing that will help you or maybe cure you from the issue you have. Because if you got a headache, you're going to take something strong enough to remove the headache. If you got an issue, you need to take something strong enough to remove the issue. And the Word of God is strong enough. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. So if it is, that means it cuts both ways. And so the things that you should put on what you're dealing with, spread the word on your issue. See, when you start getting that all up in your, and when you start taking that Bible tablet, that Bible pill, as they say, the gospel. See, when you start taking that in, it starts to get in your bloodstream. You know, it starts to get in places that you didn't normally let it go to because you wasn't doing the first thing, identifying the issue. Because, see, if you identify what's wrong, then the second thing, you can get the medicine to spread and make sure you take the right medicine. And that right medicine is finding out, meditating day and night, studying, memorizing, recalling specific things if you are spiritually connected, things that you remember from your faith, increasing in faith and knowledge, and wisdom and understanding. So you got to start grabbing some pills that go along with your issue. And then until you do that, you're going to be trying to self-heal and self-medicate and all that. You can't self-heal and self-medicate with a issue. And you can't reach out to individuals that aren't the official doctor and try to find the right medicine for your issue. So you got to go to the main doctor, because then he'll say, here's what you need to spread and on your issue. See, this verse right here will help you with this, and this verse right here will help you with that. So you need to make sure that it's in your heart. You see, that's where the blood pumps, and you get it in your bloodstream from your heart, and it starts to go through your body. See, she knew, the lady, the woman with the issue, that once she believed in her heart, she would be healed when she got her medicine, which was the hymn. And you can say that any way you want to, H-E-M or H-Y-M, or the hymnal, H-Y-M-N. That was her song as she was crawling through all them people. I could be healed if I touch his hymn. That was her song. I could be healed if I touch his hymn. I believe I will be healed if I touch his hymn. If I touch him. If I touch him, I will believe. I believe I will be healed. See, y'all got to catch that. If I touch him. Touch his hymn was touch him. And I would be healed of my issue. And so many of us, we got to understand that whatever issue we're going through, you need to spread the word on it. Then the next S. Here's something that many of us, when we are going through issues, this is why this story is so profound. See, when you have somebody who's been through something for 30 years, you can almost bet that it was time to give up. It was at that moment that I can believe, I know I probably would have been like, it ain't gonna never happen. You know, as an individual who reads a lot, I recognize that it takes a tree 30 years to mature. And sometimes we have not matured enough to recognize when something good is coming for us, or if we are able to bear fruit when it's time for us to bear fruit. See, imagine had she not kept going through the bad seasons and because she had a lot of bad seasons that she didn't get any fruit, that she didn't bear anything because she was dealing with something that she never thought she would get over. And I can understand there are some who may hear this who might be dealing with some things that they thought they would never get over. And they might be at the end of their rope and hear this message. And I say, tie the knot at the end of the rope and believe. And so you have to season faith and belief on your issue. See, when you start seasoning it, yeah, you got to spread some word on it, but put a little seasoning on it. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I am a child of God. I walk with children of light as a child of light. Like I said, I can do all things through Christ. There's so many different things that the Lord said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. You were made by him. So you can understand season, that season with faith and belief, because you can believe that the individual you were made by will allow you to get through your issue. When you start seasoning with faith, see, faith without works, it is impossible to please. Without faith, it is impossible to please, which means if you have faith, it's possible. So when you start believing and having faith that whatever you're dealing with, it can be healed or fixed, now you're starting to move in the right direction. See, unless the woman understood after 30 years, and I can imagine, think about how she had to wait for this one him to touch. Over the course of time, she didn't even know when it was going to happen. Wasn't for her to know. It was for her to be ready to be healed. And see, a lot of us, we are not ready. And we need to get ready to be healed. We need to have the expectation that it's going to happen. Instead of running around with the woe is me, I don't think it's ever going to happen, I don't know what to do. Season some faith and belief on your issue so that you'll understand that you will actually be healed, or the Lord will fix you. See, he knows what you are built like. He knows the things you're going through. He knows exactly what to put on you to see how well you're made. And imagine having something put on you for 30 years and you have to wait this, all that time to see how well you're made, to even to the point you got to get on your knees and crawl to get fixed. And a lot of me too, I got to point my fingers, like moments that you have, you think you might be too good to get on your knees to get fixed. And this woman, she got on her knees with faith and belief that all things would be possible. And if I get there, I believe it's going to happen. And if it don't, I'll be shocked. But I'm going to get through this. Even if people are kicking dirt in my face while I'm down here, if they talking about me while I'm crawling, talking about, what are you doing? Why are you crawling on the ground? You had your problems for 30 years. I can guarantee you people were talking about her while she was going to get her him. And many of us, on the way to our purpose and dream and vision and passion and destiny, got people talking about us. Because we ain't in the position, because we don't look like where we're supposed to be going. Because the issues got us down. The issues we're dealing with have taken a toll on us in some aspect, and we don't believe that those issues we're dealing with will be taken care of. So sometimes we look like the issue when we don't have to. I can guarantee you, she might have looked like it. We never know because it wasn't said. But whatever she looked like, she didn't care, because she did whatever necessary to go get fixed, to go get healed, to get through and over her issue. And a lot of times, we've got to remove the pride in our life to go get healed. Got people falling by the wayside because they don't want to go to the doctor to find out what's wrong. Or you don't want to get out of a situation where you know it's not beneficial for you. Or you're taking all of this physical and verbal and mental and whatever abuse, and you're like, wait a second, you haven't come to the grips that you need to get away from stuff like that. because you think you might miss out on something, or you're fearful of doing it because it's an issue. And sometimes you got to get on your knees and crawl up out of it so that you can be healed and get your mental together, your physical, your spiritual, your emotional, get back to you and get away from the issue. And I can just, it's such a great story to look at this woman, and it's amazing that they used a woman who was crawling. See, a lot of times we overlook the power of a woman's influence. And I talk about this all the time. Her story is influential because there's a lot of individuals who would have not gone through what she went through as a woman. And you can best imagine, there's a lot of people who are looking at her, probably saying, oh, you deserve it. We don't know what the other part of her life was that caused her to have an issue. And there's many individuals who are at the sound of my voice who will be going through something physically, feel like they're embarrassed or shameful about that particular issue they're going through. They don't know what to do. Might be a young teenager. Might have got pregnant early. Don't know what to do because it's an issue at that early age. Somebody may not know what to say to her. She may not think there's hope because of it. She ain't the first. She ain't going to be the last. Somebody might be dealing with alcohol and it might be on the front end of it, and somebody might be on the back end of it, taking the abuse. The other person is dealing with the fact that they don't know what to do, how to get away from it, because in their system. Might be generational. You want to break the chain, but you don't know how to get through the issue. You don't know how to season it with faith and believe on it, or maybe even identify it or spread the word on it. You need to be around or find a way to get it done. You need to be around someone or find someone that can help you go through them first three by identifying the issue, spreading some word on it, and seasoning it with faith and belief, because that's going to come from you. Your faith and belief that it can be taken care of, fixed, or healed. Because if you don't have faith that it can happen, because you got to have some action when it comes to faith, if you don't believe it first. And the Lord says, if you believe it, you can do all things. Who you going to believe, man or God? Because he hasn't already told you. All you got to do is believe that it can be done. Let me do it in my time, because there's some lessons that you may have to learn with your issue. And I can guarantee you the woman with the issue of blood had some lessons she had to learn. She's dang sure had to learn patience. That's a valuable lesson. She had to learn endurance, long suffering, all these little intricate characteristics that went along with them 30 years. Some of us, we can't last 30 minutes with an issue, let alone 30 years. So you need to spread or season some faith and belief, some belief and faith on your issue. What you see determines what you say. What you say determines where you stay. Where you stay determines your faith, and your faith determines the level of your belief. And so when you believe that your issue can be healed, then you can have faith that it will happen, because you will take action. So that third thing, season faith and belief on it. Then the fourth thing, that letter U. See, here's the thing that is powerful. Regardless of what happened through the first 29 years and 11 months and 30 days, whatever it might have been. We don't know. We know it was 29 years, though, that she went through it, because 30 years she had it. So at least the first 30, she might have been in the 30th year in the first month. And got it. You know, we don't know, but she got healed after the 30th year. So one thing that is powerful, she knew she could be healed. And so you have to do that letter U. So the first letter I is identify your issue. First S is spread the word on it. Second S, season faith and belief on it. So now that letter U, understand it will be resolved. See, if you don't have a clear understanding that it's going to be resolved. See, the Lord said, the work that I start, I will finish, and no word that I have will return unto me void. So that means it's going to be some work done. And you and I have to understand whatever the Lord is doing in our life and working on it, if we have an issue and we give it to him, because he said, cast your issue upon me, will be resolved. And you got to have faith and belief it will. See, if you try to do it, you're going to be guessing. See, you're going to not know the date. You know, you're going to try to do all these manual things to try to fix your thing. You're going to even, in some cases, make it even worse. Because you don't know what to say. You don't know what to do. You don't know which way to go. You're all over the place because you haven't given it to the Lord. You haven't let go of the issue and let God handle it. You see, the woman who was crawling through all these obstacles, she let go of the issue by saying, it ain't going to be me that heals me. Hers was, if I touch him, I'm going to be healed. So she let go of the issue. She understood issue would be resolved if she touched his hem, the hem of his garment. If she touched him, she would be healed. And until you understand that when I give this over to the Lord and say, Lord, I need to be healed of this issue and let it go, no matter the length of time, because remember, it took her 30 years. So what you going to cry about or argue about? It might be 30 days. Might be 3 years. It might be 30. But if you understand that you have the word on it and a season with faith and belief, all you got to understand is it's going to be resolved. And when you get that in your mind, like I was looking at a verse today, Lamentations 3:21, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope, that if I believe, it's not part of the verse, I'm going through a different thing, but if I believe that I can be healed, I can remember that the woman said, I believe that if I touch the hem of this garment, I'll be healed. So that means whatever it is that you believe in reference to your healing, understand it'll be resolved. And it might be difficult, because it may take time. But that's part of your godly process. That's part of you crawling around in the dirt. You see, when you have to go through specific things, it ain't going to be clean. It ain't going to be pristine. It's going to be some dirt involved when you start getting healed. It's some things you're going to have to go through. It's some people who are going to test you to see how deep your belief and faith is, an understanding of you getting healed and it being resolved for you. See, if you're praying for that individual to get their stuff together and quit doing certain things to you, you got to realize that there's some things you may have to do, but it's going to get resolved. And see, your resolution may be you not being in the situation and moving on. And you might be fearful of doing it. Not because you're not capable of it, but because you haven't taken your issue to the Lord and say, which direction do you want me to go? Not which direction I want to go. Because when you ask him, where is the path that you have for me? Because he said, trust in me, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So you have to acknowledge your issue with trust and belief that he will direct your path. Because until you bring your issue to him, see, it ain't a point of we hear this all the time. The Lord knows my heart. But see, the Lord wants you to say it. See, he ain't got your mouth. He got ears. Because sometimes when he speaks to you, you don't listen. So maybe if you told him your issue, you'll get a listening ear because he's waiting on you to share it with him, waiting for that quiet moment that you have with him, that time that you give in reference to sharing, you know, that intimate setting, getting to know the person that made you. even when you have to break down and say, I got this issue I'm dealing with, Lord, and I need your help and direction to get through it. What you going to do? You going to try to keep it to yourself, or you going to share your issue with the Lord so you will get a clear understanding that he will resolve it for you? Because see, you know, when the woman said, I got an issue with blood, and it was like out there, and when the Lord got touched, he said, who touched me? And see, here's the cool part about this. See, there's a difference between touches. When you know it's the right touch. See, some of us, we're getting touched up. See, we're not getting a gentle touch or intimate touch or passionate touch or personal where it's like friendly and all that. We're getting knocked around, touched and all that. That's not the touch the Lord was talking about. He was like, who touched me? Because it was an intimate touch. It was a touch of belief and faith. Everybody else was like, I want to touch him. I want to be all the people around him. Because his disciples said, man, with all these people around you, what do you mean, who touched you? He was like, who took the virtue out of me to have something happen to them in a positive way? Everybody else wasn't touching them for no positive. They was trying to get his autograph. They was trying to get a high five so they can recognize, oh, I touched him, go back and tell somebody, oh, I got a chance to see and touch him. That ain't what she went in there for. And that is not what he recognized. He recognized somebody in this crowd has some faith and belief because they got an issue they're bringing to me and they touching me to get that issue taken care of. And he recognized it amongst all those thousands of people to the point he had to exclaim, he had to proclaim, someone touched me, to the point that she had to say, it was me. I came to get healed. I don't know who all these people are. I don't know what they're doing. I don't even see them. I came to you because I got an issue that I need taken care of, and I know it was going to be you and only you. And I didn't been knocked around trying to get to you on this ground. People been kicking me, stepping on my hands and my feet, kicking dirt on me. I still knew that if I could get through all of that stuff, you was going to take care of me. And all he could do was look at her and say, you know what? Get up and go your way, because your faith and your belief has gotten you healed from your issue. I don't care nothing about what's going on in this crowd. All I know is that one person right there came with the right mindset and got what they came for. And it might be somebody that need to hear this. You need to come with the right mindset to the Lord and get whatever it is you want from him, because you have faith and believe it, and you know that if you come to him, it's going to get resolved. And until you do that, you're going to deal with your issue day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. Because he's waiting on you to crawl through the crowd, no matter what's going on, and say, Lord, I'm coming to touch you, and I need to be healed. Because you got the answer. And I understand that when I touch you, I'll be healed. It will be resolved. So that letter U, understand your issue when you touch the hem will be resolved. And lastly, when you know that you've identified your issue, you spread the word on it, see the faith and belief on it, understand it to be resolved, that letter E. Experience the excitement of the results. And you can't say it no better than that. Because when that woman got healed, he told her, get up and go. Because you know and I know that she probably went everywhere and told everybody
that what she did as far as crawling on the ground after 30 years and touching this man, I'm healed. I don't have to deal with none of this stuff y'all been dealing, that's been putting on me no more. Because now I'm whole. See, there's a difference between healed and whole. Because everything about her was taken care of. That means no matter what she was dealing with, whatever she lacked, she got it all back. Because he told her. Because of your faith and your belief, you are now made whole. And that means in every area, the heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit is whole. And see, there are some areas in our life where we're not whole yet because we have not gone to the individual that can take care of our issue. But see, here's the thing. When you do, and you get a chance to get that issue resolved, there's an experience of excitement that you get a chance to deal with and enjoy. You can't tell me that if you're dealing with something in your life and you get healed from it, you ain't going to be excited. There are individuals I know who have gone and had, some individuals who've had cancer, which is one of the most craziest diseases out there, amongst others. Go to the doctor and the doctor say, the first time, oh my God, you got something on you, you got a lump, and you'll fall apart almost. And then you got the, and he starts telling you, well, we might be able to do this, this, and this. We're going to take a few weeks, and then we'll come back, and we're going to check it again. And you panic, but then there's this quiet voice that says, get on your knees. You might have to do some crawling through all of this and let the Lord, and let me know what's going on. You might have to say, I'm scared, Lord, I just found out. Doctor says this, but I know you, my main doctor, who understands my issue, and you have the hands and the hem that I can touch and crawl to that will resolve my issue. And then you start praying and you start putting some season and faith and belief on it and spread some word on that issue. You identify that you got this particular whatever health or physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, whatever issue it might be over the course of the time that the doctors say, well, you may have to come back and see me. And then you go to the real doctor for a couple of weeks, whatever length of time it takes. It took her 30. It may not take you 30, but you might get a 30-day period or 3-day period, whatever the time frame is. During the course of that time, you got all of this stuff that you're doing with your manufacturer, the producer, the maker, the shaper, the magnificent, the omnipresent, the omniscient, all of those things that you can call them, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, my protector, all of these things. And then you say, listen, I need this issue taken care of because I don't want to be able to not do what you called me to do. Fear, being fearful of this. So I know that they said that, whatever I'm dealing with, but I'm going to have faith and belief that it's already healed, and I'm going to act like it ain't even happened. Because I'm going to be on my knees calling around, Lord, moving people out the way so I can get to you and make sure that you understand my issue and you're going to resolve it. I understand that it's going to happen. No matter how long it takes, Lord, it's going to happen. I got faith and belief. And then you have that moment where you have to go back. You don't know what's happened in your body. You've just been putting seasoning of faith and belief and spreading the word on your issue. Because you see, don't no food taste good without flavor, without seasoning. And so your body ain't going to taste good or feel good until you put some seasoning on it with the word of God and some faith and belief and prayer, some meditation, some studying. So your body will respond to that. And when you go back into the natural doctor and you're sitting on that table or whatever it may be happening, and then they do that X-ray and go back through and they go, they're like, wait a second, we got an issue here. Well, I don't know what your issue is, but my issue, I don't have one. Well, we're looking at the X-rays and it don't look right. Oh, it looked right, but we're gonna have to take another X-ray. Okay, take another X-ray because you see, I had seasoned faith and belief on my issue and understand that it's going to be resolved. And so when you come back and tell me that I don't have anything, see, I'm going to experience some excitement in this room from the result. See, I might even start shouting right here in front of you. I might be like having my hands. I might even cry. I might, you know, whatever it may be. And so when they go out in disbelief, they got to come back in the room with faith and belief, because they're going to look at you and say, I don't know what happened over the course of the time in which you didn't, that you were not here, but we don't see anything anymore with your issue. So we're saying that you're all good. And you see, your response will be the difference on whether you make a believer out of the individuals who said you had an issue in the first place. So your response should be experiencing excitement because of the results. And then you know that your maker, your master, your manufacturer, your mediator has taken care of your issue, because you went through identifying it. You went through spreading some word on it. So you seasoned it with faith and belief. Then you had the nerve to understand that it was going to be resolved, so that at the end of all of those four, you can enjoy and experience the excitement of the results. So I want to say to everyone, including me, who might be dealing with an issue, those are five beneficial steps to spiritually get through your issue. Identify your issue, whatever it is. Don't be afraid to do it. Let the Lord know, I got this problem. I need your help, doc. Then be open to spread the word, to hear what he's saying, the whisper of the Holy Spirit, say, hey, you need to look up this verse. You need to be reading this right here. This is going to get you started. It's going to start getting into your system, your bloodstream. It's going to get to that heart, the very thing that you need. And then it's going to get in your mind, and you continuously use it. Oh, it's medicine to your mind and your heart. See, then you got to ask them, just sprinkle a little bit of this belief and faith on it. Just a little bit. The faith of a mustard seed. Mustard seed faith. That ain't a big seed. That's just a little bit. Because if you put a little bit of faith and belief on it, I'm going to let you know that all you have to do is understand from here, I got it. Understand that I will resolve the issue. That's all you got to do is just put a little, sprinkle a little faith and belief, and then I got it. I'll make sure it get resolved, as long as you keep faith and belief. And then when you get that information, like after touching my hem, and I tell you to get up because you're healed, then all I want you to do is enjoy and experience the excitement of the results. So this is John McClung, as usual, on a Monday night, Motivational Monday, on Six Eyes Blog Talk Radio Show, sharing this word. I pray that you look at it totally different. Issue, because we all have them. But sometimes we don't know how to identify. We don't know how to spread word on it. We don't know how to season it with faith and belief, and understand it will be resolved, and then experience and enjoy the excitement of the results when you get healed, because you will get healed. So,
amen.
Till the next time, understand that your issue can be taken care of. Take care.
Thank you, thank you. Great message, as always, here on Motivational Monday. Thank you, John.
Very welcome. Thank you for allowing me to share again on another wonderful Monday, Motivational Monday with Six Eyes on Blog Talk Radio Show.
Absolutely. Yes. So you can check him out each and every Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. And at 10:30, The Overflow, Facebook Live. You can join John McClung again. And what's the word for tonight?
Man, the word tonight is drift, D-R-I-F-T, is powerful coming. Five ways to not spiritually drift.
All right. And for the listeners that's going to listen later on tonight on the 6 Hours Radio Network, the word was?
Issue. I-S-S-U-E. Five benefits of understanding, five spiritual benefits of understanding your issue.
All right. Thank you. And we want to welcome everybody that's listening. And please share this show and join us. We're here. So who we have with us tonight? Rode, who's on with us?
We have 404 583.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Please come back and join us each and every Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. And put this number in your phone, 424-243-9617. Hope everybody had a beautiful Resurrection Day on Sunday. All right. Okay, well, I guess we can get ready to get out of here, unless anybody got something to say.
No, I'm all good, man. I'm
going
to get ready for the next one. Yeah, I'm going to get ready for the next one.
Okay. Well, on that note, we want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight. And we'll be back here next Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, Motivational Monday with John McFong. All right.
Good night.
God bless.